the economy and politics now. J.P. Morgan raised its bid for troubled Bear Stearns today to $10. That's five times what it offered a week ago. Senator Hillary Clinton gave what her people called a major speech on the economy this morning. If Bear Stearns gets a bailout, she said, so should American families. Here she is at the University of Pennsylvania.
The Fed extended a $30 billion lifeline to prevent Bear Stearns from imploding and took unprecedented action to provide tens of billions of dollars in credit for other struggling investment banks as well. Homeowners, on the other hand, have received next to no assistance.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is back with us. Ron, her people called this a major policy speech, was it?
Certainly she was addressing major policy questions. And she was putting forward an approach which I think a lot of people would find appealing because she had some big names she could drop. She talked about Robert Rubin, who was Treasury Secretary in Bill Clinton's administration. And she also talked about former Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan and even Paul Volcker. He became the Fed chairman back in the late 1970s, was appointed by Jimmy Carter and served during the Ronald Reagan years and helped to kill the inflation of that time. These are big heroes, people who weighed in and slew the dragons of their particular eras. So these are names that Hillary Clinton can mention and lend a certain aura of importance and majorness, if you will, to her proposals, which really boil down to pretty much the same things that many other people in Congress have been proposing.
The same things that I think Senator Obama is basically proposing. Not much difference between the two of them on this.
That's right. They're fundamentally taking the same approach that if you're going to bail out Bear Stearns and other big investment banks, should they need bailing out, and they're not necessarily questioning that that's necessary, then you must also make at least that much of money available so that the average American homeowner doesn't get left holding the bag in all this crisis.
Well, bailing out, Ron, you used that phrase. I think some Democrats are hoping that the candidates will bail out the party by toning down the rhetoric. That didn't happen over the weekend.
No. Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico and himself previously a presidential candidate, was on television to talk about his endorsement of Barack Obama and found this a good occasion to say that we really ought to get a little of the negativity out of this campaign. Well, there's a lot of negativity to remove, and some of it focuses on Governor Richardson himself. He was long associated with the Clintons, had a couple of big jobs in their administration back in the 1990s. So James Carville, the longtime advisor to the Clintons over the weekend, has referred to Bill Richardson endorsing Barack Obama as being just before that other fellow who took 30 pieces of silver, a reference to Judas Iscariot in the Bible, great betrayal. And we also had a negative comment from a general who was supporting Barack Obama, saying that something that Bill Clinton had said, implying a lack of strength in national security on Barack Obama's part, made him less than a patriot. Well, the general comes back and says, then if Bill Clinton's going to talk like that, he's no better than Joe McCarthy. So we've got Judas, we've got Joe McCarthy. It may be time for the Democrats to dial it back a bit.
Senior Washington editor Ron Elving with us again from Washington. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.